Tim Wade. He's the regional president of M&T Bank, and we have one of the Singer family members, I believe Michael Singer. We have also Dr. Greg Baxter. He's president of Elliott Health System, calling in. We have a big, important blood drive. It's the annual Gail Singer Memorial Blood Drive coming up later in August. It's very important. And I talked to two people in the last week whose loved ones needed blood for something. One was some healthcare treatments where they had a they had an internal bleed, and the other was an accident. And when you need blood, guess what? When you need blood, you need it. So Tim, in our studios, Tim, I'd love to get you separately on sometimes to do an economic update on this economy as the Fed's poised to raise rates. But let's talk about the blood drive. Thanks for being with us. Why do you support it?
We support it because it's actually one of the largest blood drives in the country. And of course, it's a very critical need of the community. And M&T Bank, which is in the process of acquiring, well, we've already acquired People's United Bank, and together we're one bank really oriented towards the community and trying to do what's right for our communities, because we believe as our communities get better, we also get better. So.
And I believe Michael Singer, Gail Singer's son and co-chair of the Gail Singer Memorial Blood Drive, and Dr. Greg Baxter, president of Elliott Health System. Are they both with us, J-Doc? Well, Dr. Baxter, Michael. Thank you. And Michael, how important is this, and how wonderful is it to see such incredible support? Because this has been important to you for a long time. We had Stephen on Singer Friday, but this is important. How gratifying is it for you to see this live on with such vibrancy?
You know, Jack, I lost my mom when I was 8, so I don't have a lot of personal memories of her. But what I do have is, you know, I can Google her name, and I can see that her passing was not in vain. And what has come out of it has saved tens of thousands of lives. And in our Jewish faith, there's a phrase, and it's pretty common. People know it outside of Jewish faith as well. If you save one life, you save the whole world. And every pine saves three people. We've probably saved, I don't know, 50,000 or more people over the last 39 years. And it's amazing to have support of Mr. Wade and Dr. Baxter, because truth is, it's the corporate challenge, which this year is August 25th. I can do a little bit of a plug. Thursday, August 25th at the DoubleTree. It's really the corporate sponsor that's really been the engine that's driven this from just a small community blood drive to, you know, the largest single blood this year's 2 days, but the largest blood drive in America. So really, it's a big thanks to Dr. Baxter and Mr. Wade and everything that they do.
And Dr. Baxter, how important is the Gail Singer Memorial Blood Drive? And you see it a lot with your healthcare facilities, the need for blood, and it's been really a big problem the last year or two, right?
Oh, it sure has, Jack, and thanks for having me, and we're so proud as Elliott to be part of this large, massive blood drive the Singer family has put on for so many years. It is tremendously impactful. I would tell your listeners every day. So people think of the more traumatic injuries like accidents and those things which you mentioned in your intro, and those are very important, and of course the need it's acute and it's immediate, but more commonly it's more routine part of therapy. People undergoing cancer treatments or other issues, and they have a low blood count, and there is no substitute for blood. So I think it's really important that the community continues to support this amazing blood drive, and we're happy to do our part on the delivery side of healthcare to make sure that we can use those resources as best we can.
Now, Tim, you recently have kind of grown into this area with M&T Bank. Again, corporate companies are asked to sponsor a lot of things, get involved in a lot of things, and you're nice enough to come to our studios in person. Again, why this? You get asked a lot of probably causes to support. Why this?
Well, your earlier comment about when you need blood is critical, and that's so true. I've been involved with the Red Cross for many, many years. I was chairman of a chapter over in upstate New York, and it's a critical need for the community. My niece also ran the blood section for the Red Cross out in Illinois. So we're proud donors. I can tell you, I have a blood disorder myself. So if I go to the hospital and I have a problem, I'm gonna need the help just like anybody else. So I try to give as often as I can. And well, by the way, this is a corporate challenge. So we're growing in the area, and so we're gonna get some people out there to give blood, and we're going to challenge some of the others, like Merchants, who I know is a big part of this, and the Elliott Hospital System, and so on. We're going to do our best to do our thing.
Well, Michael, maybe you could talk on behalf of your family. What is the challenge? How can people help this? Tell us about the who, what, when, where, the dates, how people can get involved to meet this challenge.
Sure. So the blood drive is going to be at the Doubletree downtown Manchester on August 24th and 25th. That's a Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday is for primarily for individuals, people that want to just go in on their own. You can sign up in advance at GaleSinglerMemorial.org. But Thursday is primarily meant for the corporate challenge. And what that is we challenge companies and organizations to bring in as many people as possible from their organization. We keep a list of it, and there's usually some great prizes. The trophy presentation is usually some kind of lunch event for the corporation or organization that brings in the most donors. So it's a great opportunity. It's kind of, people kind of go in as together. They go in as a van, or you know, people just kind of carpool, and they challenge other people in their organization. But the goal is to get as many corporations and organizations to donate as a group, and then challenge other organizations, maybe almost like a friendly competition to see who can bring in the most donors. But in the end, really, it's a friendly competition because the people that win are people that need blood, the American Red Cross, and really the New Hampshire community as a whole.
And maybe before we let you go, Greg Baxter, president of Elliott Health or Hospital Health System, from a medical point of view, you're a doctor. Amplify just how critical blood is and how important it is to keep the supplies going across different blood types.
Well, Jack, great point, and thanks for setting me up for that. I hear at least twice a week from the American Red Cross that sometimes how critically low our supplies are. And there, as I said, there is really no substitute for some of the, either the red blood cells or platelets or other components of blood. When you need it, you're expecting us to have it. And events like this that the Singer family have put so much time and effort into is really a key to that. So I can tell you I've been participating in this blood drive for several years. It's, you know, an hour to an hour and a half of your life that you make a great community impact with that 60 to 90 minutes. And I love Tim calling out the other corporations, right? I love a little competition. So let's see if we can generate some activity for this critically important blood drive.
I want to thank all three of you. Again, good luck to you, Michael, and your family, and Dr. Baxter and Tim Wade, President, M&T Bank, for supporting a really important thing. And again, I just, you know, in our own circles of life, we tend to focus on, and I get it to a point, you know, you're what's in front of you today. But unless you have a loved one or you yourself, you know, heaven forbid, you're, you know, could be a car accident, which can happen in a second, could be slipping in your home, could be an illness, could be a surgery, when you need blood. It's one of the things you need, and it's not made unless it's given. So thank you all very much, Tim, Dr. Baxter, and Michael. Thank you very much. The Gale Singer Blood Drive coming up later in August. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, our network of News Talk stations. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.